It's a question that the choir asked everybody here before we began this liturgy. Were you there when they crucified the Lord? I don't know what was in your mind when that question came. Were you there when they crucified the Lord? What I was thinking was, this thing happened about 2,000 years ago. I was not there. But one thing is certain, I am a beneficiary of that crucifixion. How do I know this? The last statements by our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, it was, I thirst. Rather, it is finished. It is finished. What does he mean? The work of salvation, the mission God gave him, the plan of salvation that was initiated many years back, the plan of salvation that our God himself initiated right from the fall of man has just been completed. It is finished. And then John tells us, and bowing his head, he handed over the spirit. I don't know if you understood what that meant. Or people will just read that. He handed over the spirit, which means he was in control. It was not just like he was under punishment. He handed over the spirit to whom? The man who sent him. The God who asked him to come and save his people. And because it is finished today, I have salvation. You are saved because he has completed what God wanted him to do. You are saved because he has finished the work of the Father. You are saved because he has handed us over to him after he has given up his life. Augustine said once, to create man did not cost God anything, but to save man cost him the life of his Son. Today we celebrate that love that made God to send his Son, as John tells us in the Gospel chapter 3, in his chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him. So today, he has brought that salvation for us, for those who believe. And as you are sitting down right here, you earn that salvation through this saving mystery of the death of Christ on the cross. And before he died, he said, I thirst. Remember, when he was with the woman at the well, he thirsted, give me water to drink. And scholars tell us, he was not just thirsty for just water, but for the faith of the woman, the faith of the community, the faith of the people she represented. Today the Lord Jesus says, I thirst. He thirsts for your faith. He thirsts for your belief. He thirsts for your trust in God. He thirsts for your love. And by doing this then, those who believe in him, the scripture tells us, have eternal life. So, my dear friends in Christ, by virtue of that, handing over his spirit, it is finished. You and I today can worldly say, I am saved. Because he died to save us from sin. Because right from that first condemnation, the world was in darkness. But today, He has completed that work of salvation. And he tells us, consummatum est. It is finished. It is over. And it did not stop there. John tells us, bowing his head. John did not say he died. Bowing his head, he handed over the spirit. He has completed what God wanted him to do. Today we are here celebrating that. And I want us to have that in mind, that we are saved through that. And after that, what happened? A soldier came around and thrust a lance into his side, and water and blood came out. Blood and water, what does that represent? Water of baptism that initiates you into the family of God's people. Blood then represents the Eucharist that you receive on this journey as you walk along. What happened in the garden? When Adam, God knew he needed somebody, he fell asleep. God given into a deep sleep, and from his rib, from his side, God brought out a rib and created a woman, Eve. Today we have the second Adam in sleep of death, and water and blood flew from that same side. He is our head. And so that was the beginning of the whole thing. The water then will wash us from baptism, and then we receive that, the blood in the Eucharist. We are saved because all has been accomplished. So, my dear friends in Christ, today have that hope, that faith, that belief, that trust that you are saved because he has died for you. And so we celebrate that today. One problem is that we seem to forget the fact that God has redeemed us. And we, at baptism, we became children of God. We were included in this salvation formula. So when we celebrate this, we remember that we have been saved through his death on the cross. And as the first Adam was happy to see Eve that was brought from his rib, so the second Adam, as St. Paul calls him, the second Adam, also from his side came water and blood, which becomes the church. And we are saved by baptism and through the Eucharist. Let us then continue to thank God for what he has done for us, and always believe we are saved through his death.